So we're getting to Shavuos, and in Shavuos we have particular halachas that relate to Shavuos only, regarding the Kriyas Torah in Shavuos. There's a minhag in Klal Yisrael that before the laying of the first day, we say Hakdamos. Hakdamos is a beautiful song speaking about the Torah and our love to Torah. That's the Hakdamos we read before the laying of the first day. Before the Haftarah of the second day, we lay, what are we laying then? We say Yatzi Pizkam, which is another beautiful song about how Kadosh Baruch Hu came to us at Kiryas HaTorah. And we say that before the Haftarah. Now, first of all, it's interesting to point out, what was the idea? Why do we have these songs that we have in Shavuos that we don't have any other time? Now, that's, first of all, something to understand. There's a huge debate. It's one of the biggest debates, probably, in Minhag Yomtev between the Poskim. When do you do the Hakdamos? The minhag of Klal Yisrael was, the main minhag was, that you do Hakdamos is after you read the first Pasuk in the Torah. The Kohen goes up, says Baruch Hu. You read the first Pasuk, and then you do Hakdamos. The Taz brings this minhag, and he doesn't like it. I'll read the Taz, beginning of Simen Tav Tzadik Dal, which is a Simen of Shavuos. Salma Shenoegim Dinois Eilu, the Kor Pasuk Rishon. V'achakim Matchilim Hakdamos, Hakdamos Milim. In fact, we have that minhag. Yishli Tmoya Harbei. We have a big Tmiya. Heyach Rashayim Lafsik B'Kriya. How can they stop in the middle of a Kriya? V'afilu Sabit Yivetayos. How can you stop in the middle? That's what he says. And he brings a different Mizanogim, and he says you should not do it. You should do it before Kriya Satoyim, like we do. Before the Kohen says Baruch Hu, then you do it. He says, what about Yatzi Pizkan that you do the second day before Haftarah? He says, Gab Yatzi Pizkan Shoyim B'Yom Sheini Achar Pasuk Rishon Haftarah Roy Linekeh. You should do it before the Haftarah. Hele Sheini Haftarah Chamir Kukak Kamak Yasoter. So, what does the Taz say? That many minig was that we're saying the Kriya Satorah Hakdamos is after you start Kriya Satorah. And Yatzi Pizkan after you start Haftarah on the second day. But says that Taz, I don't understand. Like, he's stopping in the middle of bracha. So he says you really should do it before that. But because we don't have really, because the haftarah is not as chomer, so therefore he says, you know, haftarah, just leave it. But kistur you should not do. There's a huge debate in the poskim. The chachyakov right away over here, he quotes the sefer Shair Ephraim, written by a kadmon named Ephraim Kahana, who he brings a very huge shul to explain that you should keep the minhag. And the Chagak himself says it, says, Mikor Shay Yoitzim Lashanos a Minuk, we should leave it at Taz. People want to change the Minuk because of the Taz. For Loy also be on the Shas, we should not change the Minuk. On the Levush and the other Rabbah both bring this Minuk. The Hakdamos comes after you start the first Pasuk. On the other hand, the Chasav Sefer brings here, what we printed in the Shulchan Aruch, that he says really it's not the right Minuk, people should go with the Taz, and don't do it after you start the Kriyas HaTorah. And so it brings in the Sidri Yavetz. Some quote the Leo Rabo, not over here, but in Hichus Kriyas HaTorah earlier, where there he says, oh, you should not stop at Kriyas HaTorah. When you do Hakdamos, sounds like Leo Rabo, who's one of the big sources of Halacha, not like the Taz, they do say Hakdamos afterwards. So a huge debate, what's going on with Hakdamos? And again, you'll see Yatzipiskam as well, Yatzipiskam is after us, so they're more Mecca. Wait, what's the reason we're doing it? What's the source to that? So the old rabbi, when he says, it's printed a story in a sefer written in Lashon Ashkaz, which usually means Yiddish. There's a story about it at a very old sefer. Which story is he talking about? So there is a famous story, a very long story. I saw that the New Hakdamos is printed by the Masifta. They have it in the end, a very 4 or 5 pages of the story. And I can go through the whole story. But the basic premise of the story was that the one who wrote the Hakdamos, who his name was Remeir by Yitzchok Shliach Tzibur, was a Shliach Tzibur. What was the story? He lived in a place where there was a big zeir in Am Yisrael. They had a big argument between the Jews and the Christians, and the priest had a koyach of witchcraft to be able to do kishuf against the Yidden. So they needed to get someone who's very powerful. So he crossed the Nahar Sebastayon. That's the Sebastian river which throws stones every Shabbos, the whole week, and only on Shabbos it stopped. So Bikur Pikuach Nefesh, you could go only on Shabbos. And you went there to the other side, to the Aseres HaShvatim, told them the story, and then one guy from them, Aseres HaShvatim, came back, and he made a big miracle. The priest put a grinder, it was grinding in the middle of the air, and then this person from Aseres HaShvatim, it's called the Chayat, the tailor, he told him to hold on to a tree, and he flew up, the priest held him to the tree, and the tree made him flow into the grinder, and he was grinded up in the Tchina. A big story. Now, because the person went to the river that was only quiet on Shabbos, so therefore he could go and not come back. He went because Bikuach Nefesh went on Shabbos. He can't go back. When he landed there, he sent the Akdamas written by this Chayat, by this tailor, and that's how that Akdamas became famous. Now that's the story, famous story. The kids know the story. The problem of the story is they don't have a real reliable source of the story, except a sefer that was written in Lashon Yiddish. Plus, and today we don't know what does it mean. Does it exist? Is only a conceptual thing. Very hard to understand and say that's the basis of the Akdamas. So really, many of the current Chokrim, the researchers, question if the story has the validity and if it's really true. And it goes back to the story. What's the idea of the Akdamas? Where does it come from? So I saw a beautiful Maimer written. I found it. And I cannot find the author of this Maimer. But he brings sources to everything. And I'm going to quote it here today. It's Samish. It comes out. It's so clear and simple. It's really a Tosis in Megillah that mentions it. The Minog used to be once that before, but every Kriya there used to be, and this Minog continued by the Temanim, even I think some of them until today, that when you read the Torah, you had a Metargim. You had someone who translated the Torah to Aramaic. Similarly, they had with Nevi'im. When they read the Nevi'im, they had someone who translated the Nevi'im to Aramaic. And basically, the way it worked is every pasuk that was said, so the metargim was metargim one. Every pasuk, if you said one pasuk, the metargim was metargim one pasuk, another pasuk, another pasuk. The minhag was that before you let the metargim do the targum, so then you have a special called a special rishus, a hazmana, invitation. We're calling upon the metargim to do the targum. Says this one who wrote the Savior brought it many rice to the Tosis and Megillah mentions that the Targum that we still have is the Targum on Shavuos and the Targum in Shavuos Pesach. It brings a lot of sources that the Targum of Shavuos was lasted for many, many years, until very recent. Even when earlier Targumim, earlier translations of the Torah were omitted, as already brought down the Rishonim, that we don't know Aramaic, so what's the point of translating to Aramaic? But we still remained with the Targum of Shavuos and Shavuos Pesach, according to Tosafot Megillah. For many generations, they still did the translation of Shavuos, both in the Torah on the first day and the Haftarah of the second day. Before you do the Targum, you have an invitation, a Rishus. That's the Akdamas, and that's the Yetziv Pesach. If you look carefully, you see it. The Akdamas is a Rishus, a Kriyat Rishus for the person who's going to translate the Kriyas HaTorah of the Seder HaDibros. And we speak about the beauty of Torah, and we want to know the Torah, connect the Torah in the Aramaic. The Yetziv Pesach is the translation of the one who's going to say the Haftarah of the second day. It's the Akdam, it's the Rishus, it's the invitation. We want to call upon the Targum to be Targum. And therefore this came after the first Pasuk. Because when did the Targum start? After the first Pasuk. The Baal Kori read the first Pasuk, then the translator came up to read the Haftarah, the Targum. So before you started, you have Akdama for him. That's why the Minhag Kadmon was to do it after the first Pasuk. That's the idea of the Akdamas, that's the idea of the Yotzi Pisgam, the invitation to the translators to go to do the Torah and the Haftarah. But what's the reason that that's left over from all the year, we don't have anything except in Shavuos? What's the idea? So here I want to connect another halacha that we have in Shavuos, which is unique to Shavuos, at least in Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Minhag Chutzos maybe is a little different, but it's still something unique. And we're talking about reading the Aseres HaDibros B'Tam Elyon. What does it mean? There's two ways that Aseres HaDibros is divided in the Pesukim. One way is called the Tam Tachton, is the regular way. The same way the whole Torah Kula is written, also the Aseres HaDibros are written. There's some rules. For example, you never have a Pasuk of less than three words. You don't have such a thing. And the Torah is written in a certain, there's a certain structure to the Pesukim of the Torah, and that's the structure that we have in the Pesukim of Aseres HaDibros. We don't have two Pesukim that are too long, we don't have Pesukim that are too short, we divide in a certain way. Tam Elyon means that you take the Aseres HaDibros, and every Dibra, every commandment is one Pasuk. So Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, which is a very long, Eloi Elokecha, which is a very long Dibra, is one very long Pasuk. And then Lo Yisirtzach, which is only two words, is another pasuk. And that's a Tam Elyon that you read it a different way. And we have two Messiahs. You have a Tam Elyon, where you divide a set of Dibros to 10 psukim, one pasuk per commandment. And you have Tam Tachton, where it's divided in the regular way. The Minig Eretz Yisrael, the Minig the Mishnah Berurah brings as well, is that during the year, in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vayeschanon, we read Tam Tachton. But when you get to Shavuos, you read Tam Elyon. The minhag in Chutzah is also Parshas Yisro to do Tam Elyon. Some do that, they have that minhag. We're not getting into it right now. Let's just focus on the basic, what brought down halacha, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. The Tam Tachton you do during the year, and Tam Elyon you do in Shavuos. You read it different way in Shavuos. What's the reason? So it's a beautiful word that Shlomo Fisher told the Briskerov, and the Briskerov agreed with him. The Gemara tells us in Brachas Tafei, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, and then a mitzvah shkavdati lo yroisam. So the word dash of the pasuk says, what does it mean luchos elu aseres hadibros? What does it mean Torah zemikra? That's the chumash. You have aseres hadibros and chumash. Aseres hadibros is part of chumash. Were you dividing aseres hadibros from the chumash? So you see from here, there's two concepts of Torah. When the Torah was given as luchos only, even though the luchos included kol Torah kulo, but still was given as luchos, there is a standalone Torah called Luchos. Then, the Aseres HaDibros is also included in the Chumash. But there are two ways of presentation. We have here the Luchos coming to us, and we have here the Torah as part of the Torah. So, Yimele comes out, that's really a Cheskuni. That sounds like this. During the year, when a Pasha's Yisrael, I'm reading the Torah, I'm reading the Aseres HaDibros as part of the Torah. So, therefore, I read in Tam Tachter. But in Shavuos, when I'm reading the Torah, I'm reading the Aseres HaDibros, not because I'm reading the Aseres HaDibros as part of the Torah. Reading the Aseres HaDibros is to reenact the Aseres HaDibros given on Shavuos. So therefore, I read in Tam Elyon, I read a different way, the way that represents the Luchos standing on their own. Tam Elyon presents Luchos standing on their own, Tam Tachter is part of the regular Torah. That's what happens in Shavuos. So you can add that the following. When we're dealing with Kabbalah HaTorah, Matan Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah, we want to connect to every part of Torah that we have. So we have a regular Kriyas of Torah and Shavuos, obviously. But we also have the Luchos, the reenactment of the Luchos standing on their own. We have Tam Elyon when we read the Aseres HaDibros. Because we're connected to the Matan Torah, to everything the Torah gives, offers to us. So we maybe could add to that. That's also the reason that the minhag was for many generations that we continued doing the Targum of the Pasha on the first day and after on the second day. There's a reason why Davka after the second day on the first day is because of the Chashivas. The after is the second day more than the first day. We're not getting into it right now. But in order to connect to the minute that we had, that how Torah was given to Am Yisrael throughout the generations, they read it and there was that Targum. Because we're busy with Yom Kabbalah Satorah, Yom Matan Torah, that's what we're busy with. That's what are we Isaac in. So we want to connect to Torah in every dimension, every Shaychas that we have to it. So we have the Luchos given to us as a Luchos on its own, Tam Elyon. We have regular Kriyas HaTorah. And we still kept the Targumim of Torah and Haftarah for many generations. In our generation, in the later generation, the Targumim stopped completely because we really have no Shaykhs to the Targumim to Aramaic. But we still kept something of the Targum, which is the invitation to the one who's translating the Torah. And we're saying, please come to Torah. And this is the beautiful song of Torah that we had before when we read the Torah, when we read the Haftarah, because of that special connection that we have in this day to every dimension of Torah. So even though we don't have the actual Targum, we at least have that song that praises the one who does the Targum. That remains till today because we are so connected to every part of Torah. Lamaisa, Alocha, Lamaisa, the meaning is that we do the Akdomas before Kriyas HaTorah, as the Taz says. And we do the Yotze Piskum after we start Kriyas HaTorah. But you should know the original minhag was to do it after when you had the Targum. I have no Targum. It's a standalone. It's really a hefsek. So we do it before the Kohen does the Birkas HaTorah. We should be really zoiched this Shavuos to be mekabel the Torah be'avu be'simcha. to really connect to every part of Torah that we can connect to. Good Yom Tov, everybody. Say Kol Tov. We'll continue next week.